Some time later, the number of believers had increased so much in Jerusalem that the apostles were no longer able to supervise the daily distribution of food and money, and the Greek-speaking Jews began to complain about the native Jews, because their widows were being overlooked. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and told them to choose 7 men, known to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who were to be put in charge of this matter. For, they said, it would not be right for us to neglect the preaching of God's word in order to serve tables. We must give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. This proposal met with everyone's approval, and 7 men were chosen from among the disciples. They were presented to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. From then on, these men supervised what was given to the needy, while the apostles preached and announced the gospel to the people. And so the word of God spread. Many people believed, and even a great number of priests accepted the faith. Now a man called Stephen was one of the 7. He was full of God's grace and power, and did great wonders and miracles among the people. But he soon met with opposition. Jews coming from abroad, from Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Asia, began to argue with him, but they were not able to stand up against his wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. So they secretly bribed some men to say that they had heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God. Then they stirred up the people, the elders, and the teachers of the law, and Stephen was arrested and brought before the Sanhedrin. The false witnesses testified against him, saying, "This man is always speaking against our holy temple and against the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us." All the members of the council looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. "Are these charges true?" the high priest asked him. Stephen replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me." Then he began to give an account of the history of Israel. To speak convincingly of these great events that were known and venerated by everyone was the best way of convincing the members of the Sanhedrin of his deep respect for the history and traditions of his forefathers. Stephen began with the call of Abraham and the covenant of circumcision that God had made with him, mentioning the wonderful promises God gave him. Then he spoke of the patriarchs up to the time of Joseph and how Jacob and his family had settled in Egypt. He went on to Moses and all that God did for the people through him. He referred to the tabernacle, the conquest of Canaan under Joshua, and spoke of King David and his son Solomon, who built the temple in Jerusalem. As he described the history of Israel, speaking with great conviction and admiration for all that God had done for his people, Stephen was nevertheless careful to remind his judges that at every era of their history, the Israelites had been ungrateful, rebellious, and unfaithful to God. Again and again the people had abandoned the Lord in order to worship idols, and had even killed the prophets who had been sent to announce the coming of the Messiah. Filled with indignation, Stephen cried out, "What a stiff-necked people you are! You too have always resisted the Holy Spirit. You are just like your forefathers. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? And now you have betrayed and murdered the righteous one, you who have received the law, but have not obeyed it." When they heard this, the members of the Sanhedrin were filled with rage and gnashed their teeth at him. Then Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw God's glory and Jesus standing there. "Look," he said, "I see heaven opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this they covered their ears with their hands, and shouting loudly, they rushed at Stephen, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. The witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed. "Lord Jesus," he said, "receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep, and Saul was there, approving his death. Next episode, Philip the Evangelist and Simon the Magician.